The Federalist reports on October 19, 22, the FBI has announced indictments of 22 pro-life protesters and zero pregnancy center firebombers, end quote. Meanwhile, respected pro-life leader James Hardin writes of a recent development where several congressmen, including Ted Cruz, are trying to petition the FBI to consider this double standard and rectify this problem. Jim Hardin is the president of Compass Care, a pro-life group where their crisis pregnancy center in the Buffalo, New York area was firebombed in June. And Jim Hardin and I spoke about that at the time or shortly thereafter, and now he joins us again, but to talk about this double standard. Jim Hardin is with Compass Care. Their website is Compass, that's compass care.info. This is Vocal Point, and Jim, it's great to have you on the program again. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me back, Jerry.
Sure, absolutely. Well, how about just a quick global comment on this double standard? It's really sickening when you think about it.
Oh, sickening is right. And I would go so far as to say it's not a double standard anymore. There's just one standard, and we don't fit in it. It's not they've moved from abdicating – the law enforcement, including the FBI and DOJ, have moved from abdicating their duty to protect all citizens equally – and that's, by the way, oath-bound. They took an oath to do that. Now they're actually attacking. They've moved from abdicating to attacking. And we were concerned about that when we filed a lawsuit against the Amherst Police Department because we were afraid that there was bias going on because we wanted to get our video surveillance back just so that we could see it. They refused to let us see it. And sure enough, Stanley Sliva, the town attorney representing the police department, said, no, you can't have it back because we're afraid it's going to foment violence from the right. From the right.
So, wait, am I to understand that your place of business, which was firebombed, it's not even a place of business, it's a place of ministry, where you're helping poor women who are in a crisis situation, you're doing the Lord's work here, although, unfortunately, Senator Elizabeth Warren says what you guys are doing is harm. Anyway, it was firebombed. You have now replaced it. You spent a few $100,000 of ministry donation money to do it. And God bless you that you never skipped a beat, so to speak, in terms of providing this service for these women in need. But you all had your video and you allowed the police to have it so that they could try and figure out, you know, who was responsible for this. And instead of sharing any information with you or whatever, they're just holding the video and saying, no, we're not going to release it. Otherwise, this could cause problems from, you know, right-wing, people on your side. This is astounding.
It is astounding. It's a pure political move. They've politicized law enforcement. They're fomenting propaganda, like as you described Elizabeth Warren. In fact, the town attorney, when asked why, what makes him think that the release of the video is going to foment violence from the right, he elaborated, which it sounds dystopian. It sounds like you're reading this out of some kind of fictional novel. But he said, well, you're aware of all the nut jobs out there. Now I'm quoting, okay. You're aware of all the nut jobs out there with guns and AK-47s bombing and killing people because they have certain political views. This is what he said. This is how he's characterizing peaceful pro-life people. And I say peaceful because pro-lifers are the ones that believe that all humans are made in the image of God and deserving of blessing and protection from the womb to the tomb without partiality. And it's the government's job. And any government official or elected official or law enforcement officer that misses this point, misses the whole point of being in that role. And that is, it's the government's job to protect all people equally without qualification. And they're saying, no, they're going to treat pro-life people like second class citizens and worse. And I think I know why. You know, people are always asking me why does there seem to be such a dichotomy between how the law enforcement and these political bad actors are treating pro-lifers versus how they're letting Jane's Revenge and these domestic terrorists take a pass. And I said, I think it's because the pro-abortion politicians in charge of the Democratic Party are afraid of two things. They're afraid of, number one, losing absolute power, or at least the potential of losing absolute power, because absolute power is the power of life and death. And that's what abortion represents for them. They don't care about abortion. They care about absolute power. And abortion basically says – This is the government deciding who qualifies as a person under the law and who does not qualify as a person under the law, which is why the Dobbs case said, look, Roe was egregiously wrong, specifically on the point of personhood. And the second reason I think why they're scared is because if pro-life, elected officials get in office and take majority control over the Senate and the House at the federal level, according to what just happened with Ted Cruz and 39 other senators and congressmen firing this shot across the bow of FBI Director Christopher Wray, they're afraid of going to jail. I mean, if pro-life politicians get majority control of the Senate and the House, that gives them investigative power with subpoena power in the whole nine yards. I mean, somebody, they're going to start investigating, and they're going to start with Christopher Wray, and they're going to make Merrick Garland, and they're going to start investigating particular elements of the Biden administration, Elizabeth Warren, anybody connected with Jane's Revenge, anybody using the same language. We're talking about jail time here. Conspiracy to deprive citizens of their equal rights under the law is a violation of the 14th Amendment. It's a violation of the First Amendment. I mean, they are in trouble. They're in a lot of hot water.
Well, wait a minute. There's a big difference between, let's say, some activists, you know, that they basically hide their identity, and then they go and do, you know, bodily or physical harm to a place like your Compass Care peaceful pro-life center versus somebody like, you know, Elizabeth Warren, who says theoretically such places shouldn't even be, you know, existing. They harm women, she said, but she didn't, you know, hold a firebomb or a Molotov cocktail and hurl it at you guys. So I don't know. There's a difference between those two.
Oh, I agree with you 100%. There's a big difference between the two, but they're using the same language. They're saying that they want pregnancy centers to shut down, that we're harming women, that we're misleading women. And she sent out a letter along with several of her cohorts to Google and saying basically Google needs to censor pregnancy centers so that women can't find us. The whole goal is the same. Jane's Revenge, the domestic terrorist group, said, look, our motto is – this is Jane's Revenge. Their motto is, if abortion isn't safe, then neither are you. And that's essentially the posture that these pro-abortion politicians are taking against pregnancy centers and pro-life people. If abortion isn't safe, then neither are you. And they're pulling out all the stops, and they are attacking. They're abdicating their duty to protect pro-life citizens. Over 150 attacks on pro-life organizations and churches and people since the leak of the Dobbs case. Zero arrests. What is that? I mean, it's naive to think that the FBI, the largest policing agency on the globe with the best forensic technology known to man, does not have any idea who's doing these things. It's naive. They know. They're choosing not to make arrests, and it's just uncanny that it's just right before probably one of the most important midterm elections in the history of this country.
This is astounding. So tell us about the congressional action, and I assume you and others, you know, in the pro-life side of things, initiated this, where you've got 40 U.S. senators and congressmen, Ted Cruz being the most prominent of them, sending an open letter to the FBI about this whole double standard.
Yeah. So basically, they sent an open letter to FBI Director Christopher Wray, including Ted Cruz and others, basically saying, look, you are abusing the FACE Act, which is Freedom of Access to Clinic and Church Entrance Act. And you're abusing it by specifically targeting peaceful pro-life leaders while at the same time refusing to pursue arrests for the over 150 actual FACE Act violations against pro-life organizations nationwide by, you know, these radicalized pro-abortion extremists. And then they want an account, which is, you know, a fair account. Tell us how you have been using the FACE Act since 2019. Give us a list of all the organizations and people you have applied the FACE Act to, whoever they are, wherever they are. And we want to see it. And what they're basically seeing, and what the Federalists, as you described earlier, noted, is that there is this double standard. They're applying the FACE Act and indicting peaceful people that haven't violated the FACE Act. They're indicting them for FACE Act violations. That comes with jail time. It comes with steep fines, and they're also indicting them for collusion to deprive citizens of their rights. I mean, this is bully tactics, and they're using the FBI in raid-like fashion to go in and arrest these peaceful pro-life people in their homes, putting their children and their wives literally under the gun. It's absolutely un-American and astounding. You'd think you were in some kind of a, you know, Stalinistic Russia.
Yeah, you know what's amazing? I forgive me for saying this, but I sometimes just think about that small little group, but there was such a group where they called themselves pro-life evangelicals for Biden. And I thought, well, they haven't been reached for comment, or they haven't made any comments about all these new developments. I mean, I think Biden is probably the most pro-abortion president we've ever had, ever.
There is no doubt about it. I mean, he has done everything in his power to pay for, to protect the abortion industry, and to eliminate the abortion industry's only competition. Pro-life people, pro-life organizations like pregnancy centers. He's even gone so far as to deregulate chemical abortion, which is 400% more dangerous than surgical abortion, just for the purpose of making sure that abortion remains accessible. He's not protecting women. He's not making sure that the standard of care is increasing. He's not interested in access to medical care. He's only interested, like the other pro-abortion politicians, he's only interested in abortion. And it's bad for women. It's bad for and it's bad for society. I mean, abortion is plain and simple one of the most egregious crimes. It is one of the most, I think, the greatest injustice the world has ever seen, quite frankly, in terms of sheer volume and the people it's being perpetrated against. And this country has an opportunity for the first time in 50 years to talk about what it means to be human under God, because abortion represents a fundamental misunderstanding about what it means to be human under God. And now we can say, okay, what does it mean to be human? Does government give us value? Does government get to say who lives and who dies? Because that's the foundation for systemic injustice that's writ large beyond just abortion. Who's next, right? That's
yeah.
the question.
Yeah, and let me just give a quick anecdote here, because, you know, I'm sure you know her or of her and so forth. But Abby Johnson was Planned Parenthood's Employee of the Year, and a year later, that was back in 2008, in 2009, here she was as the manager of a relatively small Planned Parenthood clinic in Texas, maybe several miles away from Houston, but in the greater Houston area, you know. Anyway, so she was, as the manager, one time a visiting doctor came and said, I insist on using sonograms as I do abortions because it's safer, you know, make sure everything is safe, you know, where we get everything into the right place. So she had nobody around to run the sonogram, so she ran this sonogram. She saw an abortion after having sold hundreds and hundreds of abortions gladly to women. She saw an actual abortion, 15-week-old. She said it was like a little baby boy trying to fight against a tsunami. And, you know, when everything was done and in place, he callously said, "Beam me up, Scotty," and he pulled the lever, and the poor baby was just killed. She walked out of that room just totally shattered, and she has since started a ministry called abortionworker.com or abortionworker.org, where she helps people come out of that field. More than 500 people, by the way, have changed. But I mean, this is there's a humanity to the unborn that is denied in the whole pro-abortion industry. How about a closing thought for 45 seconds on the future of this battle in light of this double standard that we've seen?
Well, I think this is the most important cultural moment in 150 years, Jerry. And I think we've got a great opportunity in front of us, probably the biggest opportunity the pro-life movement has ever had, to make sure that this country and the globe, because this country is a global leader, essentially rehumanizes society and starts to think differently about what it means to be human, that all people are made in the image of God and deserving of blessing and protection from the womb to the tomb. That was Jesus' message. That's why he died on the cross. He assigned value to us. He is invaluable as the Son of God, and we, because he died for us, therefore must be invaluable too. So we are to protect and bless the weak and vulnerable among us, and that's what pro-life people stand for. And that's what we've got ahead of us. So we've got an opportunity to compete with the abortion industry for the first time since 1973, and we're going to do it. So I think everybody should get out and vote and keep talking. Keep talking to your friends and your neighbors and your family about what it means to be human under God.
All right. Thank you very much. Compass Care Info, or I'm sorry, compasscare.info for more information. Jim Harden, all the best. Thanks.
Thank you.